and being here with us. Today is a glorious day. I believe you're sitting in your living rooms with your family with you, even as we have church online. We are in a new dispensation, and by the Spirit of the Most High, we are moving with the times also. So please, every Sunday, at least until the ban on gathering is lifted, please gather your family together, bring everyone in, prepare for church, and set the atmosphere right. And I believe God will meet you at the point of your needs. The Bible says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in their midst. I believe God is already in your midst this morning. And more so even as we join our faith with yours, even to praise him. You know, there is nothing more to do than to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord will bless you. As we go into his word this morning, prepare yourself, prepare your heart, and let's get ready to be blessed in the name of Jesus. Like I said earlier on, we are in a season right now that a lot of things have broken down. They are not working the way they should work anymore. Nearly everybody, majority of people are working from home now. Students are going to school from the house. You know, offices are closed, places are deserted, but life continues. And in the midst of all this, you know, God is smiling down on us on earth. And, you know, my Father that has seen ahead of what is happening is smiling, because the Bible says all things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. I know you love God, and I know you are called according to his purpose. And I know all things, they are working together for your good. You know, so the question is, what do I do in this time? What can I do? What should I do? You know, and that's what I want to share with us very briefly. Even though today is Palm Sunday, this is what I feel led by the Spirit of the Lord to share with you. What should I do in this time? You know, many people have come up with a lot of things. We've heard from the secular, we've heard different things. But this morning, I want us to look into the Word of God and ask ourselves, what should I do in these times? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. Ancient of Days, we bless you. Lord, only you deserve our worship, and unto you alone we give our worship, O God. Father, as we go into your word, we humble ourselves under your mighty hand. Lord, we ask, O God, that you will speak. Every word that is not yours, Father, knock it out of this message this morning. And everything that you desire your people to hear, Father, I pray, Lord, use my mouth, O God. Speak through my vocal cords, O God. Reveal yourself to your people. Let no one be confused. Let no one go back the same way they have come. Father, let no one return the same way they have come, even as they watch online, O God. Let there be a direct impartation. Let your people feel your presence and your power, even in their living rooms, in their bedrooms, in their vehicles, wherever they are right now. Let your people feel your power, O God. Lord, I pray that only your name will be glorified. We thank you, faithful Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. So like I said, the question is, what shall I do in this season? And my pilot scripture this morning is taken from the book of Ephesians chapter 5 from verse 14 to 21. Ephesians chapter 5 from verse 14 to 21. The scriptures declare, wherefore he said, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. It says, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is in excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. You know, if you look at that scripture, where I want to pick it up from is where it says, redeeming the time. Now, there is a tendency that in these times, we are not, we don't take cognizance of what is actually happening. Some of us may just relax spiritually and be like, well, we don't have to attend church because there is no gathering. So let me just sit back, pop in a couple of movies and watch movies. Let me relax spiritually. Let me say this to you. This is not the time to relax spiritually. This is a time for you to be alert spiritually. This is a time for you to stand up spiritually. You cannot afford to sit, lay low, or be down in this season we are in. The time we are in is referred to as evil times. The Bible says, redeeming the time, for it is evil times that we're in. You know, the days are evil right now. If you look at what is in the heart of men, you'll be amazed at how much evil is out there right now. You know, some people are trying as much as they can to spread this virus the more. They do not want it contained. It is pure wickedness. And that's because the Bible has already told us that the heart of man is decisively wicked. There is so much wickedness. People are exploiting one another. People are not caring for each other anymore. You know, it is because we are in evil days. And the word of God says clearly, redeem the time. As a child of God, the first thing I need you to do is redeem the time. You have been given time right now, start redeeming it. Before this season started, you didn't have 24 hours to yourself. But now, by the grace of God, you have more than 24 hours. You have 24 hours to yourself. You are at home all day for those who work from home. For children who go to school at home now, you are at home all day. Guess what? It is time to invest in you and your family spiritually. It is time to advance in the Lord. Redeem the time. Every excuse that you have had thus far, God has knocked it out right now. And so you have time. So the word of God here in Ephesians 5:16 says, redeeming the time because the days are evil. And I love verse 17. It says, wherefore be not unwise. That means don't be foolish. Do not be foolish. You can change that to do not be foolish. But understand what the will of God is. The will of God in this time is for you to draw closer unto him. And I'm still going to show you that. It is for you to draw closer unto him. It is for you to have a personal experience with the Lord. What you have thus far is a corporate experience of the Lord. You come to church on Sundays, you attend prayer meeting on Tuesdays, you attend church on Wednesdays, peradventure you have prayer vigil on Fridays. So you have your life has circled around being in the company of others just to see the Lord. Now God has isolated all of us individually so that we can seek him by ourselves. As he has already told us, you need no one to bring you into the presence of the Lord. You are the high priest of your own home. You are the high priest of your own destiny. You are the high priest of your own life. If you don't take it up now and begin to seek the Lord, even when seasons return, there is a very high tendency that you may lose your salvation completely. So it is time for you to dig deep into the Lord. Search for the Lord. You have time. Search for him and find him. And so it says, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. It says, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess. Let me say this to you. This is not the time for you to sit back, relax, and start drinking. You know, for some believers, you're like, well, since I'm not driving, I'm not doing anything now, I might as well stay at home and get drunk. Listen to me. This is not the time for you to get drunk. Drunkenness will bring you foolish, will make you foolish. It will make you not see what God is doing. It is the time for you to get serious in the Lord. It is not the time for you to begin to load up on food. Hello, you will get fat. You don't want to hear, but I'm going to tell you this morning, if this is the time you think, okay, now you can eat all you want. Listen to me, at the end of the day, you will get fat and it's not going to be good for your body. This season, get out and exercise. You have the time. On your own, we are allowed to go out and exercise. Go on a run. Go on a bike ride. Exercise. The Bible tells us also, we're still going to see it, bodily exercise profited. It may be a little, but it profited. If you don't exercise, guess what? It will affect you both spiritually, mentally, and physically. And that's why it is good to exercise yourself. So this is not the time to be foolish. Then I love verse 19. It says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns. Look at what God is asking you to do in this season. Speaking to yourself in psalms. When last did you open the Bible to read from the psalms? You know, this is a good period for you to meditate and to know the book of Psalms, especially Psalm 91. Right now, you should be reading Psalm 91 every day, absorbing it into your spirit, receiving the covering of God over your life, over your family, over your children. This is the time for you to dig deep into the word of the Lord. It says, speaking to yourself. Did you read that scripture? It didn't say speaking to God. It says, speaking to yourselves in Psalms. Speaking to yourself in Psalms. And then it says, and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord. You see that? When last did you sing to praise the Lord? When last did you just take on your feet and you just started dancing? You know, this morning I was dancing in the house and my daughter looks at me, says, and I looked at her, I said, yeah, I can dance better than you. I said, no, Dad, I can dance better than you. You know, but I was running up and down and I was dancing. I just felt like praising my God in my own way, in my own house. You know, I just praise the Lord and I pray that you will do the same. In your own, nobody's going to judge you. Whether you dance to the beat or not, nobody sees you. But God Almighty that you dance to sees what is in your heart. And so it says, making melody unto the Lord. And then I love verse 20. Let me read this verse 20 this way. Not looking at your situation, but giving thanks always. You're not giving thanks for your situation, but you're just giving God thanks. You're saying, Lord, I thank you. Thank you that I'm still alive. Thank you that I'm still well. Thank you that you've provided for my family. Thank you. Start thanking God for the little things that he has done. What you consider little is what some other people consider great. You woke up this morning, you stepped down from your bed, you put your feet on the ground, and you could stand up. Some people, guess what? When they woke up this morning, they already had stroke. They've lost the use of a part of their body. They could not put their feet down to stand up. But here you are. You put your feet down and then you got up. Not only that, you opened your mouth and you could yawn. Some people could not do that this morning. You could lift up your hands. Some people could not do that. But you've done that this morning. You walked up and down your house. Some people could not. Some people had to be taken out of their homes by an ambulance this morning. There are so many reasons for you to give thanks to God. But most of the time, we focus on the things that are lacking in our lives and we begin to complain. Hello, this is not the season to complain. This is the season to give thanks. Tell your children this is the season to give thanks. Tell those in your home this is the season to give thanks. This is not the season to complain. This is not the season to say, oh, I can't go out. I can't go and see my friend. Listen, if you cannot go and see your friend, play with your family. Enjoy the time you have been given with your family. And it says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord. You know, so like I said, what can I do in this season? You know, I've brought out a couple of things in that scripture that we read, but now let me break it down in points so that you can understand. Number one, in this season, worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Tell your family, we will worship the Lord. Joshua got to a point, he said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Get to that point with your family right now. Tell them, listen, we are together in this. And guess what? We will serve the Lord. We will worship the Lord. The Bible says in John 4, 23 and 24. It says, but the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. This is telling you, you don't have to be in a physical building to worship the Lord. In your home, on your bed, in your living room with your family, you have what it takes to worship the Lord.
Because worshiping God must only be done in spirit and in truth. That's the only two criteria that we see there. There is no criteria that says you must be in church with people. You must be in a gathering with people. But the requirement there is in spirit and in truth. With the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life, you can worship the Lord where you are. And so the first thing you need to do is worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Secondly, let me say this. Be calm and be at peace. Don't let any situation out there, don't let it bother you. Whatever the numbers they are projecting, whatever the numbers they said have already died, listen to me, don't let it bother you. Let your heart be at peace. The word of God says in John 14, 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Let not your heart be troubled. Don't be afraid. Guess what? The world will continue to pump out fear. But we children of God will continue to pump out faith. Because our Father is more than able. Nothing happens without the blessing of God. Nothing happens without the express approval of God. And if God has approved certain things to happen right now, guess what? Because you are his child, he's already made provisions for you to be covered. In the name of Jesus. So don't be afraid. Be calm. Because the peace that you have is not the peace that this world gives. Let me tell you something. The peace that this world gives is a peace that first of all gives you fear. And then just a tiny little bit of hope. But the peace of God just gives you hope. And he allows your heart to be at rest. So rest in your Father. Hallelujah. Number three. Be a family person. In this season, be a family person. You know, the Bible says in Genesis 18, 19, for I know him that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he had spoken of him. You understand? Be a family person. Spend time with your family. Teach them, you know, before this time, most of us will blame teachers. Oh, we'll say, well, they didn't teach our children well. They didn't do this. We forget the fact that our children only spend about 8 hours in school or less. And the rest of the time they are supposed to spend with us. But guess what? To every parent out there, now that your children are going to school from home, you have them 24 hours. So what are you teaching your children now? So it is time. You know, I believe that's one other thing I want you to know. God is giving us this time to rein in our children unto him. God is giving us this time to redirect our children unto him. The world has taught them for so long. But I believe God is saying now, as a father over these children, as mothers over these children, it is time for you to teach them what I have taught you, says the Lord. The Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is grown, he will not depart. This is the season for you to train up your own children in the way of the Lord. Begin to teach them from the word of God. Begin to speak the word of God unto them. Begin to call them unto prayers. Challenge them unto study and prayers. It is that time. Be a family person. That's what we're being asked of in this time. So three things I've said thus far. Worship the Lord, be calm and be at peace, and be a family person. And then, of course, number four, I mentioned it earlier on, exercise. Don't just be a couch potato. Exercise. Go for a run. If you don't want to go outside for a run and you have staircase in your house, run up and down your staircase. If you don't want to do that, listen, there are so many exercise videos on YouTube, on various medias right now. Get one of them and do your exercise in your living room. Don't just sit down and just lay still, watching TV, reading books, and doing all you can on your couch. Get up and exercise. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8, says, for bodily exercise profited little, but godliness is profitable unto all things. Hello? The Bible says, he profited little. That means there is profit from bodily exercise. And that means God wants us to exercise. Let me prove it to you. Jesus in his days could have been going about spiritually. You know, he could be in a place and say, Holy Spirit, let's move to Capernaum. And immediately he would translate to Capernaum. Or he could say, okay, now we're in Jerusalem, let's go to Samaria. Holy Spirit, pew, and he's gone. But guess what? In those days, he walked. Some journeys require days of walking. And he walked. Several times he would walk and walk. There was a time that he walked and he got tired. That was the time he met the woman at the well of Samaria. He got tired and he sat down there. You know, and the woman came to fetch water. And he said, give me drink. And the woman said, why should I give you drink? And Jesus took it from the physical to the spiritual to address her life. But the Bible tells us his disciples had gone to town to get food. That means they had been walking. They were tired and they were hungry. So bodily exercise profited little. The little that it profits, make use of it. Make use of it. Exercise your body. Number five, communicate with your loved ones. Now that you cannot go and see your loved ones, you cannot, that we're told to keep, to stay away from one another. Listen to me. Pick up the phone. People you've not called in years, in months, pick up the phone and call them. You know, I received a call sometime last week, and somebody called and he said, hey, Pastor, just calling to see how you were doing. Now, this is somebody that has not called me for so long, and he said he realizes that most pastors in this season, they don't get calls because they call others. And I told him, I said, wow, I truly appreciate your call. He's not a church member, he's just a friend from out there. And he calls. You know, and that's what we all should be doing. Communicate with your loved ones in this period. Pick up your phone. There is nothing you're doing on that couch. Pick up your phone, send a text, make a FaceTime call, make an actual phone call. Call somebody, talk to somebody. Somebody needs to hear your voice. The Bible says in Proverbs 18:24, a man that had friends must show himself friendly, but there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Hello, you are waiting for people to call you. You call them first. Quit waiting. You have a phone. You have their numbers. Call them. Some of us sit on the phone waiting for the phone to ring. If your phone is not ringing, then call, make a call to somebody. If you must talk to somebody, call somebody. Don't wait. Communicate. Number six, live the gospel. Leave the gospel. Leave. You know, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Let your light so shine. In this period, shine your light. You know, some of us have been believers for so long and we've had excuses, different excuses why we could not shine our light. Some people go to work early and they come back home late. And so because of that, they could not really shine their light in their neighborhood. Now that you are at home, shine your light in your neighborhood. When you go to the store to get groceries from yourself, remember your neighbors. Remember somebody that stays close to you. If you have elderly people who stay close to you in your neighborhood, remember them. Buy something for them and put it by their door. Don't even announce. Don't even let them know that it is you that put it there. Just leave it by their door and walk away. Leave the gospel. This is the time to show who we are in Christ. This is not a time to think, me, myself, and I, my family alone. Listen to me. Until you reach out and become the arm of God's extension, you cannot be blessed. Lakes don't get blessed. Rivers are the one that keeps flowing. Rivers don't run dry. But when there is a drought, a lake is one of the things that goes dry first. So leave the gospel. Let me go over what I've said thus far again, six of them. Number one, worship the Lord. Number two, be calm and be at peace. Number three, be a family person. Number four, exercise your body. Number five, communicate. And then number six, live the gospel. And of course, number seven. Number seven is also the seventh thing, the seventh day in creation. Rest. Tell yourself, tell your children, rest. rest. The Bible says in Genesis 2, chapter 2, verses 2 and 3, and on the seventh day, God ended his work and which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Rest. Take your time to rest. No, coincidentally, my wife was sharing with me something over the week. Said, who knows? Maybe we're in the season of rest. Said, because if you look at the calendar that the world is following right now, we are according to the Bible, we are in the 7,000th year. That's where we're in right now. We are in the seventh day. And the Bible said, on the seventh day, God rested. Remember the dispensations that have gone by? The first dispensation of God the Father in the Old Testament was 2,000 years. Following that again was another dispensation of the Father, another 2,000 years. Following that was the dispensation that started that of the Holy Spirit, another 2,000 years. And now if you look at where we have crossed 2,000 into 2020. So who knows? Maybe this is God saying, well, it is time to rest. And if it is so, you better enjoy the rest, because after the rest, work starts in full. Enjoy the rest right now. Take time to rest. Turn off your brain. You know, most of us, in an attempt to rest, we lay down there and our brains continue. And we continue to calculate different things. And even though we're trying to sleep, we cannot. We're trying to rest, we cannot. We're thinking about the bills. We're thinking about everybody and everyone. God is calling you to rest. Shut out everything for a day or two. Hello, the bills will be there after 2 days. The people you are thinking about, they will be there after a day or two. So rest. Rest. And of course, number 8, in this season, maintain your confidence. Maintain your confidence. Don't let anything shake that confidence that you have. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 35 to 38. Hebrews 10, 35 to 38. It says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which had great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, ye may receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come. He will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. God is saying, don't cast away your confidence. Stand upon the word of God. Tell yourself, it is well with me and my family. Tell yourself, God is our protection, is our shield. Stand in that, be confident in the God that you serve, and declare boldly, let the nations know, let the world know, let your neighbors know, let your family know that you have confidence in your God. And because you have confidence in God, guess what? God will not let you down. God will protect you, will defend you, will provide for you. He will meet you at every point of your need, and he will show up for you at all times. But you got to have confidence in him. Number 9, don't spread fear. Spread faith. In this season, be careful what you spread. There are a lot of fake news going around. There are a lot of fearful information that is being passed. Don't spread such. Rather, spread faith. When you see an information that is not right or that can cause fear, you counter that information with what the word of God says and spread the word of God, that is faith. Spread something that will build up. Don't spread something that will pull down. Numbers 13, 25 to 30. You know, this is the story of the 12 spies. Moses sent 12 spies to go and spy out the land. When they came back, 10 of them came back with evil report. 2 came back with the report that we are able to take this land. But guess what? Because 10 was more, people listened to the report of the 10. And thereby they lost the hedge. They lost the advantage of God that they had, even to take that land at that point in time. And when they now decided that they were going to go ahead and do it, when God had already withdrawn that advantage, the Bible said they went ahead, and the people they went against beat the devil out of them. Let me use that word. When people spread lies, even when it is true, but if it is fears that is being circulated, change it around and spread faith. Some people don't have the level of faith that some of you have. So don't spread fear, because the fear, the little fear that you circulate will take away the little faith they have. So encourage their faith the more. Tell them what the word of God says. The Bible says, say unto the righteous, it is well with you. It didn't say, tell the righteous, because it looks well, it will be well. It didn't say, say unto the righteous, because everything is calm, it will be calm. It says, the word of God says, say unto the righteous, it is well, period. Say what the word of God says, and you let God worry about performing his own word. So spread faith and not fear. Number 10. You know, still with that spread faith and not fear. Don't load yourself with negative news. Hello? Quit spending hours listening to news. Garbage in, garbage out. What you feed yourself is who you become. The more you listen to negativity, and guess what? News is not news until it is bad news. The only thing that the media sells is bad news. The media does not sell good news. So why do you waste time listening to bad news from the media? Hello, feed yourself the word of God instead. Ask God, God, what are you saying? And begin to load yourself with what God is saying. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, so then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's how faith comes. That's how you develop. That's how you expand the spirit man of God within you. That's how you grow God on your inside. It is by feeding yourself with faith. You become what you hear. What comes into your head is who you become. So don't load yourself with bad news. Once you've listened to one news in the morning, 5-10 minutes of it, shut it off. You don't need it anymore. And then lastly, in this period, in this time, change yourself. Hello, change yourself. This is a good time for you to work on yourself. This is a good time for you to work on your anger. This is a good time for you to work on your personality. This is a good time for you to develop yourself. Because you have time to do it right now. Things that you never had time to do, you now have time to do. This is a good time to do all those things. Change yourself. Change yourself. You know, God has caused some of you, some of us to be at home now in such a time that everybody around us, guess what? They make us mad and they make us angry. Hello, God is dealing with that anger in you. God is asking you, begin to tolerate your family. Begin to understand and appreciate everyone. God is working in you. Allow the work of God to be complete. Some of us could never still, you know, we sitting down still, we cannot. We just got to be up and doing. Now you have no choice. You have to sit down. Change yourself. Peradventure, God is telling some of you, it's time to slow down. Slow down a little bit. Find out what God is saying and change yourself. This is the season of change. At the end of these days that we stay home, when we all come out from our various homes, let us come out change people. Let us come out more with more of the love of God. Let's come out with more of God in our lives. Let's come out projecting God to people. Let's come out being who God has made us to be. And I pray that the Lord will bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. As I close, let me just go over the 10 points or 11 points I gave you. Number one, worship the Lord your God. Number two, be calm and be at peace. Number three, be a family person. Spend time with your family. Number four, exercise this body that God has given you. Remember also, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So exercise the body.
Number 5, communicate with loved ones. Number 6, live the gospel. And number 7, rest. Rest. Number 8, maintain your confidence. Number 9, do not spread fear. Number 10, don't load yourself with negative news. And number 11, change yourself. I pray that this word of God will transform your life this morning. You will do as the word of God has told us to do. I pray grace right now. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. You will not be bored. You will not be tired sitting at home, O God. But the Lord will rejuvenate you. The presence of God will entice you. The presence of God will draw you in the name of Jesus. You will fellowship more with the Lord. You will have time for studies, Bible studies, feeding your spirit man with God. You will develop richly spiritually in the name of Jesus. And I pray for those who don't know God right now. This is your season. The Lord will draw you unto himself. You know, before I pray for you, I want to give this wonderful opportunity to anyone listening to me out there right now. Peradventure, you're not born again. Jesus has not become your personal Lord and Savior yet. Or you were born again, but you've missed it. You've backslidden. And you want to come back to the Lord in this season. I want to pray with you. Yes, I mean you. I want to pray with you. All I want you to do is put your hands on your chest, in your living room, in your car, in your bedroom, wherever you are that you're watching me right now. Put your hand on your chest and say this after me. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I realize I have been a sinner, but I don't want to remain one. I confess my sins and I repent of them. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my personal Lord and Savior from today. I give my life unto you in the name of Jesus. And for those who are rededicating their lives, just say, Father, forgive me for missing it, O God. I return unto you like the prodigal son returns home. Have me back, O God. Thank you for having me back in Jesus' mighty name. And I tell you, it's that simple. Being born again is that simple. Rededicating your life to Jesus is that simple. What I want you to do now is pick up your Bible and begin to read. Since you cannot attend a church right now, please continue to fellowship with us online for the next couple of weeks. You know, join us. And after that, find a Bible-believing church wherever you are. We are the Word of God. Is taught deeply. It is not superficial, but it is taught deeply. Look for a Bible-believing church, join, and begin to serve in that church. Begin to build yourself spiritually. And I pray that the Lord will bless you mightily. And if you have any questions or comments, please send it to us. My email is pastor@joshuasgeneration.org. Send us an email. We will respond quickly to your questions. Or you can go online and fill one of our contact forms, jgc.church, jgc.church. It is online, it is there. Wherever you're watching us, all our links will be there. And the Lord will bless you mightily in Jesus' name. Amen. Still in the attitude of service, today is our communion service, and we are going to break bread. There are a few of us, not about 10 of us in service today, just two families here. We're going to break bread, and I want you at home also to break bread with us. I sent out a text earlier on. Get your wine, your grape juice, and bread. Any type of bread that you have, get it out, and let's break bread together. Let's fulfill the commands of God, and the Lord will bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Stay with us as we break bread. Those of us in here, let's wipe our hands clean. Thank you. Bible said on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he and his disciples were together in the upper room, and he broke the bread. And he gave it to them, and he told them to eat, that this is his body. Lord, even in obedience to that also, we break bread this morning, and we share it amongst ourselves. And we say, this is your body. Father, I pray, Lord, over this bread, let it represent the body of Christ unto us. Lord, let it change from being bread even to the body of Christ. We sanctify this bread in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. All right, those of us here, we can take our bread. Pastor. And the Bible said after he had given them the bread, he supped, he drank a bit of the wine, and he passed it around, and he told them to drink, that this is his blood that was poured out for the remission of sins of many. Lord, we ask, O God, this morning, let this red wine, non-alcoholic wine, let it become the blood of Jesus for us. Lord, that in this season, it will cover us, it will protect us, and it will be our defense in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, O God, let this become your blood as it goes into our bodies in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Please receive. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord Almighty. Lord, we bless your holy name. If you are at home and you have your bread and your wine in your hand, let me pray over both of them. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity, even to partake of this communion right now. Jesus, you told us that you will not partake of this with us on this side of it, of earth anymore, but until we come before you in the presence of your Father. But you commanded us to do this in remembrance of you. And Lord, so in obedience, Lord, we are partaking of the communion today. And we pray, Lord, that even as we partake of the communion, our names will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And when we come before you and your Father, Lord, we will sit at the table together, O God. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We pray, Lord, let this bread become your body, and let this wine become your blood. As we partake of the bread, Father, write our names in your book. As we drink of the wine, cover us, protect us, wash away every sin and iniquity. Take away every sickness and disease, O God, and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. You may go ahead right now at home, eat your bread and drink your wine. Do me a favor before we go ahead and sing it, the hymn. Why don't you take a minute and pray at home? Now that you've partaken of the wine and the communion, go ahead and pray for yourself for 1 minute. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. The Bible said after they had received the communion, they sang an hymn. Now we're going to sing an hymn unto the Lord in Christ alone. Hallelujah. Solid rock we stand. We thank you, God, because in you nothing moves us, O God. We stand solid, we stand secured in you, O God. Thank you, faithful Father. Lord, even as we partake of the communion today, Lord, we will continually partake it on this side of earth, O God, for many years to come, except you come or you call us home, O God. Glorify your name, mighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, before we close service, just about two more things. Tithe and offering. Let's give our tithe and our offering unto the Lord this afternoon. It's after 12 now. I want to encourage you to give. And let's be a giver. The Bible says, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, will God cause men to give back unto your bosom. So I want to encourage you to give. If you're wondering how to give, please go back to our website, jgc.church, jgc.church. And then right as soon as you get on that website, you will see the donate button on the top right hand. Just click on it, and you have a secured server there to enter your information. And the Lord will bless you mightily as you give in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you, Lord Almighty, for the givings of your children today. We pray, Lord, over every tither. We ask, O God, that you rebuke the devourer and you open the windows of heaven and you pour out your blessings, Lord, even in accordance with your word. And we pray, Lord, over every giver today. We ask, O God, seed unto the sower, bread unto the eater. And we pray 100-fold return upon every seed that is sown. Father, we pray that you meet every one of us at the point of our need to God. And Lord, we pray that this week you will connect us with people who are in need, O God, that we may be a blessing unto them. Thank you, faithful Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, before we close, on Wednesday, Bible study online also will be online on Wednesday. Join me online on Wednesday for Bible study as we look at, we are in the season of Easter. Sunday is Easter Sunday. Hallelujah. We may be apart, but the Spirit of God continues to unite us. So don't bother, don't worry about it. Join us online on Sunday, 11 a.m. on Sunday. Let me say this. Wake your family up early, get dressed, prepare as if you're going to church, and gather everybody together in your living room and put it up online on your TV. Most TVs are smart nowadays. Or find a way to connect it and put it on a big screen and fellowship with us as we have Easter service next Sunday. And I pray and I believe that you will be blessed. The presence of the Lord will be mighty in your home in the name of Jesus. Send the link also to your friends, to your family, wherever they are. For those of you on our YouTube channel, please subscribe. Just click on that subscribe and subscribe to our YouTube channel, and you continue to be a blessing to us and we'll be a blessing unto you also. We pray God's blessing upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. Also, I want us just to pray quickly for all the frontliners this morning. Everyone at the forefront of the fight against coronavirus, the doctors, the nurses, the nursing aides, the cleaners in the hospital, the people stocking our shelves, the people preparing food, everyone that still has to go to work, people who are classed as essential workers right now. Let's just lift them up into the hands of the Lord and let's cover them in the name of Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we lift up all our first responders and all the essential workers. Lord, we cover every one of them with the blood of Jesus. Lord, we pray your divine protection over every one of them, O God. We ask, Lord Almighty, even as they continue to do their due diligence, Father, protect them, O God. Guard and guide them. Lord, you said in your word, no plague will come near you or your dwelling. Father, we decree that word over their lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, we soak every one of them into the blood of Jesus. And we pray your divine immunity in their lives in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord Almighty. We bless and we adore you, Jehovah. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's share confession as we close. Oh, all right, yes. We still have a song, also a song of prayer, as we pray over the land. We have a song of prayer. Let's come up for the song, please.
Praise the Lord. The song just says, may the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you, hallelujah, and just give you his peace in this time that may feel like it's troublesome. Just pray for the Lord's peace this morning, hallelujah. The Go continue to let him know how much you love him this morning. Hallelujah. Just continue to let him know how much of a good God he is this morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. May his favor be upon you, go with you, and always be there for you and your family from generation to generation. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Hallelujah. All right, just our confession as we close this morning. Our April 2020 confession. Our confession for the month of April. Hallelujah. At home, say with me, everybody. Say it out loud. Look at your children. Look at yourself. And decree the following with me. Say, April 2020. April 2020. April 2020. I have seen the beginning of you. I will see your hand also in Jesus' name. My Father's word declares that I will decree a thing and it will be established unto me in righteousness. My Father's word declares that I am a God, child of the Most High. Therefore, with the backing of heaven and the full authority of my Father in heaven, I declare the following. This is my month of joy unspeakable, full of glory. I will rejoice and celebrate this month. Every situation will work in my favor this month. I will live and not die. I will live to declare the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. In the name of Jesus. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. I am the righteous of God. My family is the righteous of God. My friends are the righteous of God. We all run into the name of the Lord and we are saved in the name of Jesus. I hide my family, my friends, my loved ones in the name of the Lord today. In the name of Jesus. With my eyes will I see the reward of the wicked. It will not come near me or mine. In the name of Jesus. I cancel every plan of the enemy concerning myself and my family. In the name of Jesus. I declare no plague, no sickness, no disease will come near me, my family, my friends, members of the ministry. In the name of Jesus, I declare heaven will supply all of our resources and needs this month. In the name of Jesus, I am a lender, not a borrower. Everyone that comes to me for help will be helped in the name of Jesus. Everyone associated with me will rejoice this month in the name of Jesus. April 2020, hear me. I am irrevocably blessed in the name of Jesus. And I decree that concerning every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word and your confession to God. For it shall manifest. It shall speak of itself, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Let's declare our confessions. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us, overtake us, overwhelm us, flabbergast us, permanently surround us, all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.
God bless you all and see you on Wednesday in Jesus' name.